When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, entertainment receptacle. I thought I'd spend this beautiful spring day counting all the dimensions, but then I finished immediately because there's only one. In other news, my intern Craig is still missing.
Not anymore, sir. Here he is. Doesn't Craig look happy to be back? Or at the very least, just totally like himself?
Trisha, that is a mop with Craig's hat on it, and I would call that an upgrade. I still think you're hiding something, but before we get into all that, a quick reminder. Magic Tavern is doing a live show in Indianapolis this August, the same weekend as Gen Con. You see, Gen Con doesn't know we're gonna be there, and we're gonna just be like, hey, how funny that we should show up in the same restaurant as your wedding reception. Weird. Anyway, the first live show has sold so fast that, with trademark kneecamp overreach, a second show has been added on Saturday. More info at hellofromthemagictavern.com. Click on the live shows tab, or just move to Indianapolis and wait.
What's that, Craig? Everything seems to be totally normal, and we should go right to the transmission? Okay, if you insist.
Well, new Craig, since you absorb grime and spills much better than old Craig, who am I to argue? Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. About 3 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, which I use to record a podcast every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the Town of Hog's Face, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, my good bud, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fearing Yellick. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the Northeast as Gusmuinius Maestar. And there may be other secret names. So, names that if they were to even flash into your mind for a moment, your very brain would begin to boil. And as your brain did boil, brain ooze would leave through thine ears and pour down thy neck, cooking you from the inside out.
And if you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. I'm also joined by my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Are we having pancakes?
Good catchphrase.
That's a good catchphrase.
Thumbs up. No follow-up questions for your catchphrase.
No blood, no bodily functions.
Yeah,
I thought that
absolutely
was a pretty good pass at a new catchphrase.
Hey. Also, brain ooze is, we just call it bruise.
Bruise?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in Foon, we like to have, when possible, some portmanteaus. Mm-hmm. Portmanteaus.
So, brain ooze happens so often that people are just like, we're just going to call it bruise.
Oh, saves a lot of time.
Yeah.
Often, there's brain ooze everywhere, and you're like, oh, look at all of the brain ooze. Look at all of the brain ooze, and you're wasting all of this time.
If we were to turn
get
on,
help, for the love of God.
If we were to turn on a black magic candle and look around the room with the lights off, you would just see brain ooze covered everywhere.
Oh, sure. Never.
And a lot of hotels you go to, it's just bruise everywhere. It's
You don't want to know. Mm-hmm. Look, everyone is covered in brain ooze. Everywhere you go, there's brain ooze. Just don't think about it.
Also, check for bed bugs.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or bugs. If you were to make a portmanteau of that.
The bugs.
What about begs?
What?
What? Begs.
It sounds like you're desperate.
I'm desperate to fix this beg situation in my
Listen,
home.
We don't need you to swoop in here and fix our vocabulary, all right? We're doing fine.
Okay, fine. Chunt, speaking of doing fine, how you doing? I'm good, supportive friend, and I would love to hear about your relationship, which I 100% approve of.
Well, I fell into a four-letter word this past weekend.
Begs?
Love.
Oh.
Yes, I fell into begs, you piece of shit. No, I fell in love. Me and Two-Store went to make out point. We made it out.
Oh.
Closer than ever.
I thought for sure he would have died.
No, we made it out.
No. Oh.
It's the first time.
How did it happen?
Well, you go into make out point, and there's a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of traps, and a lot of ghouls and ghosts. And we, you know, navigated those choppy waters, made it out, and fell in love.
Wow.
And at the end, of course, a ghost appears and says, would you like to save yourself or save Tusador? And this time I said Tusador, and he said Chunt. So by saving each other, we saved ourselves.
Wow. Was this a good time for you to reflect on all the times that you went to make out point with other animals, and they always said to save you, and you said to save yourself?
It was a little awkward. Yeah, mm-hmm. That did come up. And there was bruise all over the floor, so it was a little awkward to discuss past relationships, you know, in front of your current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's tough. Sometimes you lie about how many people you've killed at make out point on mm-hmm. accident.
Yeah, I don't keep track.
Mm.
But they always say...
But you know.
They say if somebody says a number of how many people they killed at make out point, that you should, you know, always times that by two.
Yeah.
I found a new spell.
Details.
How do you find a spell?
I was searching through the library of Kerith 10 in the far northeastern regions. I traveled there with my friend Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon, and my own horse, Chode.
You've collected so many horses.
I have a lot of horses now.
Yeah. I have a horse. It's a three-legged horse, but I forgot its name.
It's nice to have two horses because they don't get tired.
Sure.
I can ride one for a while, switch over to the other. And Grimhoof's just my friend. I don't own him. He's my friend. But I found a spell. A spell that will help us defeat the void, I believe.
Oh, what's the spell?
It's a spell that dispels darkness.
A dispel spell?
It's a dis spell. It's a portmanteau of dispel and spell. Dispel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I, you know what? For a second, I just phased out and was trying to think if I had something better, but I didn't.
No.
Can't improve on it.
For a second, you phased out. That's your catchphrase, right?
For a second, I phased out. That is my catchphrase. That should we consider renaming the podcast For a Second, I Phased Out?
Sure.
All right. Next episode. See? We're evolving and changing. We're dynamic characters.
Here, now look at my flagon. It casts a small shadow upon this very table, does it not?
Yes.
Ba-ram-ba-ram-ba-ram. Now there's no shadow.
Wow. Well, that's gonna fucking fix everything.
Well, it's a void. It's a big black darkness. If I go ba-ram-ba-ram-ba-ram near the void, perhaps I'll destroy it.
How many shadows can you make disappear with that by saying ba-ram-ba-ram-ba-ram?
So far, just two. And they have to be about the size that this flagon makes. So I could do one more flagon. Give me another flagon. I'll show you. I think you're so cool. Ram-a-ram-a-ram. But wait, if I go ba-ram-a-ram-a-ram or something of that nature, perhaps I can dispel the entire void.
Now, there is a little bit of concern here. You said you found this spell, so do we know for certain who put the ram in the ba-ram-ba-ram-ba-ram?
It is unclear.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we're not fiddling around with magic we shouldn't be fiddling with.
Have you considered the spell lama-lama-ding-dong?
What?
Am I remembering that correctly?
We don't know. What are you talking about?
Just a spell. Isn't there a spell called Lama Lama Ding Dong?
Sorry, for a second I phased out.
I know, right?
Here,
it's so easy to do.
Let's order some food, some rooster's feet, and some other delicious treats for us friends here. I am very excited to see the two of you again, for I believe we are about to make some true progress against the Void and then finally against the Dark Lord.
And then we're going to get Otak.
And we're going to find Otak.
We've already been doing season two of Offices.
Vaterlax is something to do with him.
I'm going to get my way back to Earth in some way. Yeah, I'm sure there's some other ones.
Citizenship? Did you pass?
I passed my citizenship test. I'm pretty much a citizen.
The written portion.
I passed the written portion, but I gotta find a wizard that's gonna sponsor me.
I could talk to Tusador.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well, I
went up like 10 octaves.
I'm very good friends with Tusador now, but I don't think he's a wizard.
That's a little rude.
And I just don't like it. Ooh, oh, our food! Here. The food is here.
Oh, we didn't order this.
I am Genlevia, wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gu'uthamagit, seer of the prophecies of the Thames, and miskeeper of the sacred tome of Dayfral, a two-time Wizard's Choice Award nominee. The elves know me as Paramin Soithri. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust.
Coachella. What?
May I finish?
Sorry.
The tree folk know me as Opal Vine Witch, and upon the Isles of Migas, I am known as Ukasta Kavita. And ask me mine other names, and I shall gladly share. Oh, my child, now, why are you still here?
Why am I still here in the sitting at this very table?
Have you not moved in aeons?
I have moved a couple times.
Well, you don't look like it. Your muscle-to-fat ratio is very high.
Genlevia. Oh, it is wondrous to see you again. It has been so long. Last time I saw you, you turned to a ghost and disappeared on me.
Well, I was around. I was a ghost. You just couldn't see me.
Oh, I've missed you so much.
Remember when your socks were moving and there was a whimsical dance I did with them? Boopie-doopie-doo.
That was you?
It was.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is.
Here, let me kiss your...
No.
I was going to say, let me kiss your... scarred face.
Flammed to your cheek peaks.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, your face is usually horribly, but still, you know, attractively scarred.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just, you know, am rested.
How face fix?
What?
How face fix?
What is wrong with him? Have a stroke?
Yeah, he might have had a stroke. Are you all right?
Brewster's feet taste like metal. Do you guys taste metal?
No, I don't know. I have one in my vagina right now. Oh God. That's
you
the worst kind.
Metal in your vagina?
No, a chicken's foot, but probably there's metal up there, too.
Say, what did it win?
Anyway, I'm just happy to be here. Let's change the subject.
Sure. Yeah.
I was summoned.
Yes, I summoned you because I'm hoping to become a citizen of Foon.
Wait, how can you summon a wizard?
I had that wizard summoning stone.
Oh, right.
It didn't happen in an episode, but I found it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Someone summoned me. It was like a knock on the door, but it was on my brain. And I said, well, I'm going to have to go to Hog's Face, and I hate that place, and that guy's there from that other world. And Usador is going to be very, 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 very awkward with him.
It's not so awkward. It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you, too.
I've missed you.
I missed you, too, but I can't go into it. I can't go into it. I can't talk about how we are not together anymore. Oh, no.
Genlevia, it has been a hard time. I was thrown in prison. My magic powers stripped from me with a potion day after day. But I have regained my powers, and I have made a truce with the Dark Lord. But it is part of a longer plan to defeat the Void, and then to defeat the Dark Lord by using the blade of Vaiz-Gohalan to kill him, finally.
So that's what we've been up to.
Oh, good recap.
What have you been up to?
Well, it's nice to say you made a truce with the Dark Lord, so you wouldn't be irritated if I made a truce with the Dark Lord, would you?
I mean, what were the terms of this truce?
Let's not go into details. I mean, it's very awkward, and it involves the massacre of a lot of people, and it's just too many things.
Oh, no.
Oh, that how face fix.
Genlevia.
Good one.
Are you evil?
No, I'm just compromised, but I have excellent skin now. You will see. It's a smooth cheek. You know what? I'm able to put any kind of makeup or decoration on my cheek. Look, there's no crags left. It's so pretty.
Damn, I mean, at least she's being proactive.
Yeah.
Listen, here's what happened. I encountered the Dark Lord when I was having intercourse with a whole island of Selkies. Because they were feeling depressed, as you know. That's my job, to have intercourse with the world as the mistress of nature and nurture.
How long does something like that take?
Oh, it was hours and days and weeks and months, and it was just very dull. And I just sit there, and they bring food to me, and then next, it's very, very involved.
Isn't it a little ironic that you have intercourse and your face, the outer, used to be coarse?
Well,
that's the most interesting thing about that. What's she talking about?
Is he having a stroke, or is he having intercourse with maybe someone who's a fake and maybe evil and tainted?
Hey, all of our right arms are numb, right?
I don't know if he's having a stroke as much as he can't help but break down every single word in a sentence.
Oh, it's very... He's precise.
Yes.
That's a badger's trait.
Have you noticed he has that scroll in front of him and sometimes like he tries to diagram out people's sentences, like with little lines?
Oh, it's a gerund. Anyway, so I was healing this island, the island of Migroth, and the Dark Lord just happened to capsize on the island, and I was like, oh, I'm going to murder you, and Usador will finally, you know, create a pied-à-terre where we can meet in real life.
Yes.
And then he said, you know, if we just have a truce, I will enable you to heal that disgusting crag on your face, and...
He called it disgusting?
He did, and it's true. I've always hated my face. I've hated it. It's so ugly.
You are so beautiful.
I tried to get it lifted, and no one could lift it because I am the mistress of nature and nurture. They just get sucked into my life force, into me, and they die, and no one would operate on me anymore. So anyway, he told me if I just steal the coats of every single Selkie and put the front skin of them on my face for 3 weeks, I would be healed.
It'll be Selkie smooth?
Selkie smooth, exactly. Ooh. And that's what happened. Now, the whole island is depressed and killing themselves, and basically they're all dead because as a Selkie, you want your Selkie thing, and you can't get in the water, so they're just plain humans, and they just died. But anyway, I look great.
You do look great.
But I thought you were already dead.
Oh, you stole. I missed you.
I thought that the scars on your face were surprisingly becoming, and I'm not in a relationship with you, and I don't have to say that.
I don't believe you. Your face is not trustworthy.
Also, you're intimating that I have to say that because I was in a relationship with her.
It's true.
Well, I'm not saying you have to say it. I'm saying, like, it's probably in your best interest to say it. But also, you know, you're maybe blinded by affection. Whereas I'm just a weirdo who says dumb things that come into his head. And I thought that your weird, fucked up face looked kind of nice.
You're a very calculating person in your interpersonal relations. I would not trust anything this man says.
Yeah, and she was right earlier. Your muscle-to-fat ratio is questionable.
It's very high. It's like a blubber almost.
Yeah. You guys are lucky.
He's having a stroke.
Oh, no.
Are we all having strokes?
It's very trendy right now. That and bubonic plague.
Oh, it's in.
Yeah.
It's back, baby.
So what do you guys want? Because I was busy. I was busy, dressing. I was busy healing forests. I was busy feeling guilty about the Selkies and blah, 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 blah.
Your arrival is fortuitous, for Arnold needs a wizard that he is not familiar with to help him pass his citizenship test.
Oh, you cannot qualify.
Well, we're good friends. You know, it's a conflict of interests.
And that is a self-imposed law? Or is that actual law?
Well, you know, it's just like, if I know him too well, it makes it too easy for me to give him the test. I would be too compromised, and
Lenient.
I would let him pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I
love Arnie.
I know, that's a bone of contention. And a bone, too.
A lot of Foonish laws are based on the honor system.
I mean, look at him.
Look at me.
Look at how cute he is.
Aww.
Well, I want to destroy him, but for your sake, I will give him a reasonable trial. I will give you a trial because I was busy and you brought me here and you need to get me one thing from your world if you get the opportunity.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, before we start the trial, I met 12 angry men at the bar earlier and they wanted to sit and watch this. Is that all right?
Oh, bring them over.
I guess so, but they said that they have to get home soon.
Okay.
I feel like if we draw this out, they're going to be very unhappy.
All right, well, I'll tell them next time.
Well, you could bring one over.
I'll bring one angry guy.
Yeah, and if he harumps occasionally, it will be successful.
Yeah, and maybe over time, he'll slowly convince all of them.
So what I want from your world, there was a tome that I found at the bottom of the ocean underneath the dead Selkies. And there is a legendary oil that will make my face even glowinger, even more beautiful. It is a tincture, an oil of Ulehi. And what I would like is just one, if you can muster this quest from your world, I would be appreciative.
Oh, sounds so magical, Ulehi.
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 You better have all this shit in your trunk.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. One thing you might have noticed is different about the tavern since last time you were here, Genlevia, is my car from my world, I drove through a wall, and so it's still sitting in the tavern.
Oh.
I really should look through the trunk. I bet there's useful stuff in the trunk of my car.
You've been here 20 years? You haven't looked in there?
It feels like 20, doesn't it?
Mm.
There's probably some junk in the trunk.
Oh, there's a lot of junk in the trunk, but in a way that I like.
All right. Well, the deal is done, so I will give you a trial. Do you want the small, medium, or large trial?
Oh, can I ask which is what are the benefits of doing the large trial?
The large trial, you get your name inscribed on a bowl. It's a bowl of magical essence. It's at the top of Mount Selakwe. Mm. And every year, the wizards make a pilgrimage, dip their genitals in it to be infused with essence.
Plus, you get two sides and biscuits.
Yeah. Very lovely.
Ah, I don't think I want the bowl that they dip their balls in.
Why not?
Well, I don't dip my balls.
Now,
it's more of a vulva.
Exactly.
A vulva situation.
It's
a vulva bowl. Or a vole.
Is that a Volvo over there?
It's a Camry.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we'll divest ourselves of the large goal, right? You store, and
I
believe
that's fair.
The small one seems too small. I don't like you enough to give you the small trial.
Oh, damn, at least she's honest.
Yeah.
The medium trial it is.
Yes, it's a three-phaser.
So we gave you the decision, but then made it for you.
Yes.
That sounds about right to
when
me.
When she said three-phaser, you looked stunned.
It's true.
Okay, and I must have missed this. The rock you procured, is that, it's a wizard stone? What was it called?
Oh.
You told me earlier you got something in a bubble?
Oh, well, I passed my test. Yeah, I got a blue stone. Yeah, I got a blue stone that says I passed the written portion of the wizarding
test. Oh, that's great. I just wasn't here for that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You aren't here, but just know that we covered all the stone puns possible.
Wow, that's a shame.
Where were you? Where were you?
I was at Make Out Point. I was on a date with Tussidor.
Yeah,
Tussidor?
Yeah.
That fraud?
Exactly.
The Wizard of Surf and Turf? The Wizard, quote unquote.
Thank you.
I think he's a real wizard. Oh. I mean, he wouldn't lie to me.
No. Do you feel magical essence when he enters you?
Well, we've never had sex. Otherwise, I'd look just like him.
Oh, you do not want that. Those highlights are tacky.
Now, Genlevia, I agreed with you at first. Tussidor irritated me to no end when he first appeared here, mostly because he thought he was a wizard.
He is not a wizard.
Now, Genlevia, at first I agreed with you.
There's no follow-up to that.
No, that's not.
But I came to know Tussidor better, and I'm good friends with him now. He's a very fine young man, though he still thinks he's a wizard, which he is not.
He is not a wizard, and I'm disgusted that you would fraternize with the ilk of a fraudulent wizard. He is adopting our... at least you could call himself a sorcerer.
I agree with you. You should call yourself a sorcerer, or a mage, or a warlock, or something of that nature.
Exactly.
But...
those are all different things, though.
Frankly, Genlevia... you and I are no longer in a relationship, and you have no right to tell me how to feel.
Usador.
Did you just dump me?
No.
Usador, are you trying to dump her in the middle of my trial?
Okay, forget the trial. Forget the trial.
No,
you can work it out.
I'm not dumping you. We've been out of contact, and I want nothing more than to spend all the rest of my decades and eons with you.
I feel some backpedaling going on right now.
Nay. There is no backpedaling.
We need to call the therapist, Dr. Phil Master.
Fine.
To come in and work this out between us, because I don't even know if I could even ghost you again.
I mean, I guess on our last date, Tussidor did serve me steak and lobster.
Well, there you go. Anyway, can we get on with this trial situation?
Yes, finish the trial. Then we'll work out this relationship.
Or maybe not. Maybe I'll just go murder some mermaids.
Oh, maybe?
Yes, well, I will.
Perhaps I'll go smash some smorps.
Oh, well, then I will grind up some gnomes into a tasty sort of larb.
Then I will find an evil horse and murder it.
Oh, that's terrible. I thought you collected horses.
Let's take a quick break horses. And we'll be back with Arnie's trial.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law & Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse.
I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
All right, so, Genlevia, Usador, if you guys can kind of, like, keep it together enough for me to get my Foonish citizenship.
I need him to move two chairs away because the smell of him is making me ovulate.
How? Oh, I think.
Smovulate.
Fine, I will scoot down.
Thank you.
This chair over here. And that way, you won't be bothered by me. Though I shall sit here further away from you, basking in the beauteous glow that is Genlevia. For your very presence makes my heart skip a beat. And I do love thee so. And I am so happy that you are no longer a ghost and here with me again.
Aww.
You know, I need to group smex all my other lady friends because this is a hot and cold relationship. I do not know what to do with you. It's like you're slapping me and then kissing me and slapping me and humping me and slapping me. I don't even know what's going on here.
Well, cheers to that.
Okay.
Ovulate than ever.
Trial one. There are three phases to the medium trial.
Okay.
The first phase, I believe, might be a little, I don't know, present company may help you out.
Oh, great.
As the mistress of nature and nurture, I will deal with nature and I will deal with nurture. First trial. You must teach an animal the traditional dance from the swag district of Numenia.
The swag? Okay.
It's called the dugay.
The dugay.
Teach me how to dugay.
Teach me how to dugay.
Yes. It's very complicated. Chunt may be familiar with it, or you guys need to research it in some way, and he must perform it for me.
Okay, great. Chunt, I don't know the dances of... I don't know the dance... I barely know the dances of Earth.
I thought you were studying up for this test.
I did. I don't know how I passed the test.
I'm going to move down one more chair because my lust is blossoming.
His lust is blossoming.
You know what I mean.
The sun is
going to
surely shine.
The table is lifting. Please, Usador, stop
it. I'm sorry.
Put it away. Jesus.
Chunt, do you already know how to do gay?
I can figure it out.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. All right. So, Chunt, I'm going to now teach you how to do gay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, just nod your head.
Here we go. I'm going to do gay.
Oh, wow, that was lovely.
Oh, that's the dugay.
That was incredible.
That was great. Are you able to pirouette that many times? It seems impossible physically for a badger to do that.
I didn't think I would be able to, but I guess a little bit of Tussador's magic is rubbing off on me.
You mean Arnie's great teaching.
That's what I meant.
Please don't talk about Tussador rubbing off on you.
Don't make me choose between Arnie and Tussador. That is horrible. That's a Sofita's choice. That's terrible. All right, well, you know what? I'm going to pass you because I do not actually know the dugay, and I was amused. It made me chuckle.
All right.
Exactly. My vulva unblossomed. I was distracted from Usador's glowing pheromonal cloud.
Can I be honest? When I woke up this morning, that is not a sentence I thought I'd hear.
No.
My vulva unblossomed.
Yeah.
But now I can, you know, that's a story to tell.
Welcome.
But you did expect my lust is blooming.
Yeah, I mean, that seems part
seems
of the
about
course.
Right.
Yeah.
Your lust is blooming a lot. Your lust, I feel like, is blooming all the time. I'm impressive for a wizard of your age.
Thank you.
Has his lust been blooming with other people besides me? I'd love to know about that.
I don't think so.
Hmm?
Nay, I have been chaste and had only dreams of you upon my very comfortable Casper mattress.
Oh, beautiful. Very comfortable 7 to 8 inch mattresses.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. You know it, then.
I am a distinguished person. I have to lay down on the job so much, I know my comfort levels.
Well,
7 to 8 inches for a mattress seems a little big. I mean, I feel like the average mattress is maybe a little closer to 5.5.
Okay. Let's move on. Trial number two. This one is a little more complicated.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, no. They get more complicated?
Well, it's nature and nurture.
Okay.
What I need you to do is I need you to describe the perfect plant of Arnie. I need you to embody yourself in a plant. And if you feed me the correct ingredients, I will poop out a seed and plant it, and it will immediately blossom if it is accurate. You must evaluate yourself accurately.
I must accurately evaluate myself as if I were a plant?
Yes, you know, you stink like garbage, and you have five leaves, and you have a very wilted brown... You know, I'm giving you clues.
She's basically
here.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so...
Then just write it down upon this journal, then Jinlevia will eat it, make one of her potions.
Okay. Exactly, and if it blooms, you have done an adequate job of assessing yourself, and okay. You have your own plant.
Assess yourself.
Okay. All right, I stink like garbage.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
And I don't have the best attention to detail or short-term memory.
Wow, that's a good...
Something about brown... Hey, brown droopies.
Brown droopy. You know, the flower is just disgusting. It's something you'd see and you'd think, I need to throw that out.
Why are you trying to look on my paper? My paper has nothing to do with what you're...
No, okay, no.
You can't cheat on this.
Yeah, let's...
All right, no. You know what? I'm going to... If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this on my own terms. And no. I'm not going to cheat off of what Jinlevia said or anybody else. I'm going to write down all the things that make up Arna. Positivity, joie de vivre, sass, stank. That's the Arnie Niekamp experience.
Stank? Is it stank or spank?
Oh, well.
Is that a T or P?
It's a T. My handwriting is bad. Also, oh, here, let me add this. Bad handwriting. Kind of like a child's.
A scroll.
Great. Okay. Yep. Well, here we go. Okay.
Whoa, I gotta say, I'm impressed your digestive system works so fast that something goes from your mouth to a potion immediately.
I can eat and then literally create a manure pile the size of you.
Yeah. I mean, she was born from a circle of massacred gophers, and they have a pretty quick digestive system, so.
Very quick.
I suppose so.
Okay, let's put this in some water. Could I have a flagon?
Here.
Oh, God, you touched me. Oh, there were sparks.
The electricity.
It was very, very virile.
Shebang.
Shebang!
Oh! Okay. Look! Look at this!
Something's growing.
Hey, little plant.
It is! It's unfurling! It's not as ugly as I thought it would be! Oh, look at that!
Can I keep this plant?
You may. I was going to bury it very far away where no one ever see it, so you may keep it. Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna water it and grow, and if it gets big enough to go out of this tankard, I'll plant it someplace.
I can feel that plant not listening to me right now.
Oh, it's beautiful. It really is the essence of him. It's kind of like a pasty sort of floral situation. Oh, look, it just sprouted a fruit. Don't eat that. It might murder people.
I would not eat my own fruit.
Fruit.
So, Usador.
Yes.
I will assent to seeing you tonight on the astral plane. Be quiet. Third trial!
Okay, great. Third trial. Although, Usador... I'm sorry, before we go on to your trial.
Yes.
I mean, are you a little bit worried that Jinlevia is working with the Dark Lord? I mean, I know we've worked with the Dark Lord.
I can't hear you. You're talking in such a low tone. I'm just right here, but I cannot hear you talking.
Jinlevia, look, I'm in a doogie. Doo-dee-dee.
Oh, lovely.
I'm just saying that, you know, look, it's what we're doing. It's good for the goose. But for the gander?
I'm not concerned. I've known Jinlevia for a very long time, and my heart does not sway and does not betray me. It has taught me to care for you, despite all of your terrible instincts.
True.
It has allowed me to take care of the many people here in Foon that so desperately need me as a hero to protect them. And it's taught me to love Jinlevia, regardless of whatever her powers require her to do, which would make most other mortal men jealous and furious. I love her anyway. And if she did this thing, she did it for Foon itself.
Yes, and, it's just my foot is rotting for some reason, from the toe to the knee. I don't understand. It's a black sort of, emitting, really, very...
Look at you.
What?
Look at my arm.
Oh!
Obsidian twins.
Oh, my goodness. That is so much more attractive than my withered flesh over here. Where did you get that, Usador? It's so manly.
I'm not exactly sure, but my arm has been turning into pure obsidian for quite some time.
What?
And you have this rotted, withering leg.
It's a little depressing. Maybe you should stroke my rotting leg with your obsidian. I mean, in public. It's a little bit awkward, but I'm just going to do it.
Arnie, my vulva is deblossoming.
Oh, my goodness. You're healing my leg.
Oh.
You're healing it.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Oh, it's very suggestive.
Yes. Oh, well, I didn't know that this arm had healing properties. I also have this healing rock, if you just want me to smash your leg with that.
No, go and try. No, it didn't work. More stroking. Okay, Arnie. Yes. He's going to continue, huh?
I'm going to keep stroking her leg while she looks right in your eyes and talks to you.
Is this
the right time for me?
Okay, third trial.
Usador's having a stroke.
Oh, boy. The third trial is really quite hard, and it may take a couple of years. You must...
Wait.
I might be quite hard and take a couple of years.
You must plant your seed in a woman. You must give birth to a child, you as a couple, and you must abandon that child for maybe almost a year and a half to maybe 2 years and never see that child, and that would be accomplished. You must take this part of your heart and make it wither and in sadness, and this child will not even know you if you ever came back. That's what you must do.
Arnie, oh my God. You can get that done. I guess I did do that.
Oh, you did? How excellent! Now, you haven't saved up any birthday gifts or solstice gifts for this child in the event that you go back and maybe want to reintroduce yourself to him or her.
Oh, shit. I should...
No, just say no.
No.
Oh, excellent. You're hardened. That's excellent. The mistress of nature and nurture is proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Arnie, you passed. Congrats.
You passed.
Whee!
Oh, I have a ribbon on my shirt.
It's a star.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. That makes me feel a little bit better. Mm-hmm. What's wrong, buddy? You're crying.
Oh, this is tears. They're beautiful. Can I collect them in a vial?
Yeah. Are you overjoyed?
Can I have some of those?
Yes, you can. Oh,
thank
they're
you.
Very good.
Oh, thank you.
Just smell them. They smell of despair.
I mean, I'm happy to be a citizen, but I'm just... You're making me miss my old home.
Oh.
So you're fearful you never get back? So those were tears for fears?
Those were tears for fears.
That's beautiful. Well, listen. Children are very malleable. And if they don't have another dad already, then...
They do.
What?
Right? They do have
they?
To, right?
No, I don't believe that.
I'm just trying to help you move past.
Yeah.
Look, guys, it's on my list. I'm going to get home. I'm going to be reunited with my family. I'm going to save Earth and Foon. We're going to get Otak. We already are doing season 2 of Offices and Bosses. You can go to StitcherPremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC and get a free month.
What
dead
is
lizard
he talking
baby?
About?
It's a sort of a magic spell on Earth where people get a free month of access to a podcast service.
That sounds like a great deal. So, you know what? As the mistress of nature and nurture... I will not hate you anymore. I will tolerate you, and I will tell you that I believe that your spunk, your mm-hmm. yeah, your spank, mm-hmm. your spunk
sounds
and
like
spank
a backpedaling.
will allow you to maybe accomplish this.
Thank you. And you know what? You two were separated for a long time.
It was like 6 months, was it?
Six terrible months.
Oh.
And you still were able to make it work. You didn't know what was going on with the other one.
We're not reunited. We were reunited in lust, but we have some issues to work out.
We have to talk things through and get to a healthier place in our relationship.
I think we should have a talking stick, and it's not your stick.
I mean...
That's a fair
but
point.
But think about it. Consider it making the talking stick. You can only talk when you're holding the talking stick.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not
you
taking
know what?
Advice
I
from you.
A lot of therapy shows on TV.
Oh.
Maybe you two should try talking as each other.
Oh.
You gain a lot of perspective.
That is a very interesting thing.
Usador.
Yes.
You're Genlevia. Mm-hmm. Try to understand what it's like to be Genlevia. If you need any.
Could you? Oh.
You're Genlevia. And,
Here. Let me actually transform my physical form into that of one more feminine. Woo! I am Genlevia, wizard of the sixth realm of Ephesius, mistress of nature and nurture, reviver of the springs of Gumetecht, seer of the prophecies of the Tenzimit Mists, keeper of the Sacred Tome of Dethral, and two-time Wizard's Choice Awards nominee. The elves know me as Pyramane Soetheri. The vampires know me as Beyonce Bloodlust.
You have some lemonade?
Coachella.
The tree folk know me as Opal Vine.
Do I sound like this? What I do?
And upon the Isles of Migas, I am known as Yucasta Cavavista. Ask me my other names, and I shall gladly tell you all. Now, Usador, I want to tell you that though I have perhaps strayed at times, you have always been the only true one in my heart, and I shall always return to you. And I sometimes am annoyed by the amount of bird shit in your beard, but I've learned to despite you despite your flaws.
And Jen Lavia, can you talk to Usador as Usador?
Let me try that.
Mm-hmm. I am Usador!
Sounds about right.
Arnie, she sounds like those two old guys that sit up at the top of the floor.
Jen Lavia. I and Grimhoof. These two precious people of the earth and a fool. Love thee with all my heart. And I will tell you, even though your ugly, craggy face was very ugly and craggy, I would rather have you have your old face back. And Tussidor's hair, really bad. He's a really bad person. So, if you could overcome the Dark Lord Pact and return those foreskins to all the Selkie and return thy craggy cheek, I will love thee more.
Now, Genlevia, as Usador, explain that even though some people think we killed Blemish, tell him no, that you're not a crook.
What?
Just say, I am not a crook in your Usador voice.
I am not a crook! I am not a crook! I did not kill Blemish.
What happened to Blemish?
No, that's
all right. Okay. Don't worry about it.
That was the best Usador's intro has ever gone.
I know. It made the most sense.
Smooth.
I get it now.
It was smooth.
Very smooth.
You know, just hearing that, Arnie, you've redeemed yourself. As far as the Mistress of Nature nurture, that was the most nurturing thing I've heard anyone do.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
It was beautiful. I would not save you if we were drowning.
Oh, sure.
But I would invite you to dinner.
I wouldn't try to swim.
Oh, good. Excellent.
But know that I would always swoop in and save you myself.
Hello, Tussidor.
Hello.
Tussidor. Oh, do you remember me?
Jen Levia, so great to see you. I'm glad your face fix.
That's where Chun's getting it.
I think so. Oh, it's one of those things where you start dating someone and
you just
start
talk
talking
like that. It's an accent. I dated someone.
Yeah. Are we having pancakes?
Okay, do you remember me? Do you remember me from when I would drive you away with fire and brimstone and I murdered your family?
I mean, it rings a bell.
Yes, doesn't it? Well, Usador and I are an item now, and I don't want you interfering with him or harassing him with your impostering while I am away trying to restore the Selkie population.
Oh, wonderful.
Excellent.
I would never. And Usador, if you ever need a best man, just know that I'm here if you need me.
Oh. As wizards who live forever, it never even occurred to me. Should we get married?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely. Why would I do that? Cleave myself to one person?
Obviously it'd be an open marriage.
Oh, well, what would
Sometimes
be the advantage?
It's nice to have a party.
What would be the advantage to that? Is it a tax law thing? Okay.
Tax
well,
break.
Well, let's talk
let's
about,
think
it.
About it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jen Levy, I want you to know I forgive you for murdering my family and for treating me poorly. It's all in the past. And remember, folks, knowledge is having the right answer, and intelligence is asking the right question.
Wow, did you get that off a scroll on the wall? Was there a kitten hanging from it?
I mean, yeah.
Ugh, he's terrible.
I know. But you know what? Chunt is dating him, so I'm just
what
trying
Chunt
my
see
best.
In him? What does he
I
see in him?
No, but Chunt, I don't understand a lot of things about Chunt.
Well, he had low self-esteem. Did he do the nymph dance? Did he heal himself? Did you get him that mushroom? I gave you a lot of assignments
last
time.
I went into the forest to find the golden mushroom.
Yeah?
You said that four or five golden elk had to poop on it.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta be honest, only two elk pooped
well,
on
that
it.
Well, he's half-healed.
It's a long time to wait for elks to poop on a specific mushroom.
I'm just telling you, he is half-healed, and the void in his psyche, in his ego, allows this thing to fill it. fill it in many ways, and if you let them have intercourse, they're going to be married. They're going to be married. He's talking about marriage because that is his end result with Chunt. Don't let them get married.
Okay, thank you, Jen Levy.
Thank you.
So when you finally do consummate your relationship, will there be two Tussidors?
I've never thought about that.
Forcidor?
Forcidor, maybe.
Hold the door.
Oh, boy. Usador, I'm going to go restore the Selkie population. I'm going to give everyone their coats back, even the foreskins of them. And I would like you to, in addition to the 15 other quests and other things you seem to never complete, I would like you to form a guild or some kind of certification situation where wizards can be certified. Get rid of the imposters. This is very... It's making me common.
I should form some sort of wizards guild... Mm-hmm. That allows me to be the one who decides who are truly certified as wizards.
Oh, you're going to be the arbiter.
Well, I could be one of the arbiters. We could have a triumvirate. Perhaps myself and you and...
Ken?
I like that guy.
He's the worst.
I was thinking of Jamilius, maybe, or perhaps Telephus, or you know, Blorth the Brown has been pretty depressed. And he could
really? He could use some funk. Yeah, really? I heard he had a big breakup with that unicorn.
I think that's what did set him off into this spiral of depression.
Yeah, give him some paperwork. He'll be happy.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this idea. I'll report back next time, and we'll just have intercourse on the altar, the plane. And
that's great.
Great.
Thank you for the idea for making the guild.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Genlevia, if you fix everything for those Silkies, will your face go back to being scarred and craggy?
Well, now that I have been accepted... For everything I am, as Genlevia over here said, I think that I will be fine with that as long... And you're going to get me that oil of Ule.
Yes.
And it'll probably just away like that. I don't have to do a pact with a Dark Lord to do that and murder countless people. I can just get the oil of Ule.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it'll help.
Great. Check the chunk. Next time I'll pick it up.
Yeah, I will.
Great.
And I feel more confident now that Usador told me everything that I needed to hear. And I feel... Much more self-assured that our relationship is on solid ground.
Yes, it's solid-ish.
Solid-ish.
It's a medium solid. It's like a medium, you know, we did medium trial, medium solid. It could go bad at any time. It could get better.
It's like a thin ice that's pretty thick.
I like it.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
It's like rain on your wedding day.
I'm going to go dive back into these chicken wings, or chicken legs, or chicken feet, however, and I will see you tonight, baby.
See you later tonight. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Arnie.
Goodbye, Jen Levy.
I really appreciate the opportunity to give you this this opportunity, and it's a great opportunity.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
So nice to see you again, Jen Levy.
Hunt, I am so worried about you. You must get away from him. You must get away from him. Go.
From Arnie?
No.
I agree. Oh, what?
Tussidor.
But we're in love.
He has evil in his heart. And I don't want to tell you any more than that, but it is true.
But he has a certain joie de vivre. Arnie, what's joie de vivre?
He'll give you the scoop.
I guess he only...
Scoopador.
Wait, do you know Scoopador?
No. Yes, Scoopador's amazing.
Scoopador, get over here.
Mundo, play the theme song.
And so the guest star ascends to the heavens, leaving us standing on Just Happy to Be Here Boulevard. Usador the Blue Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Genlevia the Red Wizard was played by special guest Felicia Day. Felicia is currently acting on The Magicians, Supernatural, and the upcoming new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And if you don't own a TV, check out her book You're Never Weird on the Internet, almost, wherever books occur. And don't forget, season 2 of Offices and Bosses is currently in full swing over on Stitcher Premium. To check it out for free, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and use promo code MAGIC to get a free month. This Wednesday's new episode includes the creepy vampires from the first Chunt for Red October. Haven't heard from them in a while. Here's a clip.
Oh, sorry, I'm late, guys. I was pod racing.
What?
Is pod racing?
What's that? What is it?
You stand at the top of a hill and you... Put a peapod and see whose peapod can hit the bottom first, past the finish line.
Ooh!
I was playing do you know Sid Bulba?
No.
Sid Bulba.
I think I know him.
Yeah,
he's strapping. Yeah. Walks on his hands.
Yeah, he's jacked. His legs are atrophied, but he's jacked.
Sounds familiar. I feel like maybe I met him once a long time ago and then just actively forgot about him.
Huh. That's rude.
Hmm. Why would you do that to someone?
Why would you do that, Connie?
I don't know.
You're such a bink.
While I was saying it, I felt like I was being clever, but now I do kind of regret it. It was sort of a mean thing to say.
You are a bit of a bink.
Bink?
Yeah. When someone's acting way too silly, we call them a bink.
Oh, I have been way too silly lately.
I assume you're going up the Phantom Hill Face to do your pod racing?
Oh, yep, absolutely. Yeah,
yes, the pod racing's the only fun thing about that entire hill.
I'm sure.
It's a terrible hill.
It's a bit of a hike.
Fun. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen.
Sir, do we have any books on how to extract data from a hard drive that's been accidentally cut in half by a laser saw?
Yes, Trisha, right next to those friendship bracelets Craig and I wove for each other one rainy summer afternoon. Coming up next, thanks to autoplay, that one Fresh Air with Amy Poehler you can't bring yourself to delete. Take it away, Amy.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.